Now to a story about hiking in the Rocky Mountains, all those beautiful trails, stunning views. But for people with disabilities, hiking can be difficult or impossible. Emma Vandenynde of the Mountain West News Bureau tells us how a state park in Colorado is working to change that.
Lisa Willman is eager for a morning hike at Staunton State Park. Fresh snow won't make the trek easy, but Willman and some park volunteers are determined to finish the Dines Meadow Trail, lined with snowy conifers.
Well, I have my traction devices. Are you guys good?
I need to get mine. Shoot.
Willman is a little adventurous when it comes to snow piles, but she's got some help from a motorized wheelchair provided by the park. This isn't your average wheelchair. With triangular treads, an all-black exterior, and a weight over 400 pounds, it's industrial.
So they almost look like mini tanks. So they have the suspension on the wheels that help the chairs climb and go up hills, go over rocks.
Kristen Waltz is the park's track chair program manager. She's always looking for ways to make the chair more comfortable, from head straps to hydraulics.
That might not seem like a big deal, but for people that have maybe spinal cord injuries, a bumpy ride can maybe trigger an anxiety attack or thermoregulation issues.
This chair allows people like Willman to hike again, something she hadn't done often since her motorcycle crash in 2014. She felt her life of adventure had stopped in its tracks.
You have to tell yourself at that time, you're lucky you got to do what you got to do, you know, and you live on those memories.
But that all changed when a volunteer brought a chair to the park in 2013. He was helping a person who was paralyzed get out into nature. He suggested that Willman ride it too.
Just knowing that I could get on the chair and get out there was just such an awesome feeling. It's hard to even describe how good it makes you feel.
That day helped spark the idea for the program at Staunton State Park. After some fundraising efforts by the community, the program launched in the summer of 2017, free of charge. Since then, they've done over 1,500 trips, and more people are eager to try it.
By the time we get to that May 1st opening of our reservations, that first couple of weekends in June are booked almost as quick as possible.
Park manager Zach Taylor says people come from across the United States to try out one of the park's five chairs. Taylor says seeing the expression on their faces is priceless.
We've seen them come back from their trips just soaking wet from the rain, just hairs all frazzled. But they're lit up. They're having a great time. They're smiling. They're just enjoying life.
He wants to spread those smiles across Colorado. Staunton donated some of its old chairs to two other state parks. Other programs in the Mountain West are doing the same. The Utah chapter of Disabled Outdoorsmen received donated chairs to provide accessible hunting and fishing. The concept is still developing and faces barriers at some parks. A single chair costs $13,000, and each trip requires a volunteer. But Taylor believes it's worth it.
And you shouldn't be limited to just what you physically can do, because there are resources out there that can help you with those opportunities to go experience what you may have before or have never experienced before.
And for an adventurer like Willman, those experiences never get old. She couldn't stop pointing out the wildlife on her hike.
Oh, do you see it? Right up there. See the little, it's a little Everett squirrel. You take it for granted, being able to just come out and do it. And when you can't, you have to depend on something like this. I think it makes you appreciate it even more.
For Here and Now, I'm Emma Vandenynde in Colorado.